From Santa Fe to the Texas border was prioritized, and El Paso was encouraged to participate because, according to the experts of the day, El Paso could realize 750,000 to 1 million tourists by 1915 if a paved north-south road called the Camino Real was linked to the ocean-to-ocean highway being developed in Washington, D.C. So now you know the tale of the two Camino Reals.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
A lot going on there.
You like that, huh?
Was Bernie playing that music?
Yeah, he was playing the maracas.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, that's an interesting thing.
Dancing in the background.
You can call him if you want to get involved, right?
Yes, you can. You can call him at 915-581-7920. And he is actually there today waiting for your call.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
And he may make it to Pepe's today?
Yes, he will be at Pepe's today if the AT&T repairman ever shows up.
And I think Jim Paul said you may make it to Pepe's today.
Yeah, if my wife's listening, I'm just going to say, Connie, get ready. I'll come pick you up, Connie, and we'll go to Pepe's.
6761 Donovan Drive out
there. Yes, it'll be a nice day for it, too. So.
Also, Barbara Given Baney is the one we should thank for some of the stuff she does as well.
Oh, yeah, she does a great job. The Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page, those people are so wonderful. The stuff that they put on there, the pictures, the stories, the news information.
It's great stuff.
It's wonderful history. I mean, if we couldn't – it's partners like that that keeps this history in this town going. And
they're volunteers.
Like it. Yeah.
And Rick Duncan is one of the volunteers over there as well with Barbara Given Baney. So we thank them for what they do. Jim Paul is here. Obviously, we're going to talk more about things that went on in his world. The Diablos was a central focus. I want to ask, we have a caller named Ben on the phone. We'll get to him in just a second. But I wanted to ask you before we get away from this and don't forget about it. You are currently the CEO of Hospice El Paso.
I am.
Tell us about that momentarily, just how that fits into your world. I mean, you're not out there doing chicken shoots and stuff, are you?
No, it's a whole different ballgame.
I would think so.
But it's a very fulfilling thing. I mean, when we finally got to Cohen Stadium, I was able to take a deep enough breath to watch the people come in and the families, and that made all that we did rewarding. You really felt like you were doing something good for the city and for the citizens. And hospice is that way, even more so because of what hospice does.
Yeah.
Got a tremendous board of 17 people that are all El Pasoans, and they guide us so well. And the nurses and the CNAs and all the people that work there, it's not for the money. It starts from their heart to work with people in the final stages of their lives. You have to be a special human being because you deal with them on a daily basis. But what most people in El Paso don't know, and it's we're going to do. We have a video that we did ourselves with our people, explaining what hospice is, because that's the biggest thing for us to overcome is what is hospice.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in our community think it means somebody's dying and they'll be gone in 2 days, 6 months, and it's all paid for. Now, we're the nonprofit. All the rest of them are in it for profit.
Uh-huh.
We're the nonprofit, and we take anybody and everybody. That was the charge 37 years ago when they found it. And what it means is if you have a terminal diagnosis, you call hospice. We come, and we start from that point on providing everything. And our services are just about as important, equally as important to the family. They haven't dealt with somebody dying
right,
in the house.
Right.
So, and, you know, beds, oxygen, medicines, anything you can imagine, plus the nurses coming. They come, depending on the severity, once a week, twice a week.
If someone wants to volunteer to help or donate something, how do they do that?
Oh, yeah, they just call us up. We want volunteers because we have volunteers that come and sit with the patient while the caregiver goes to a movie or goes to get groceries or something like that.
Good point, yeah.
But what people don't understand is that we have chaplains. We have CNA, our certified nursing assistants. They come and bathe the patient, maybe change the diapers, freshen up their bed, make sure they're taking their medicines and everything, and then they go on to the next patient. So we're not there all the time, absolutely not. But we provide everything there is, and we educate the family on how to take care of the patient.
So people can just contact you. You're in the phone book and or on absolutely. Online. All right, Jim Paul is here. And it's just a hard transition here because we need to get back into baseball. Okay, but I want to know people know what you're doing now. We actually have a caller on named Ben on the phone. Ben, you've been holding. Thanks a lot. What's up? Sergio, is Ben on the phone?
So happy with all the things that you're doing currently with hospice. My mom is in hospice, but, you know, the nurses are just incredible. But let's get back to baseball.
Thank you.
Fair enough. So what are your thoughts on do you have baseball thoughts?
Yes, sir. You know, when I grew up here in El Paso, I was born out in Northeast El Paso, and so my dad just loved the Sun Kings. So we'd always go to the Sun Kings, and his favorite thing to have there was a meat burrito. They had these great meat burritos, and I remember sitting up way up in the stands watching the foul balls go and hit windows in the cars at the top on third baseline.
Yep.
It was pretty incredible. But then when you took over, after I got out of the Air Force, had kids, and my greatest memories, and, you know, I just took a trip with my 33-year-old daughter to Yellowstone last week, and she was just telling me about all the memories she had of the Diablo games here at Cowan.
Oh, boy.
Just you know, the incredible – it was such a family environment, and we appreciate, you know, Jim Paul, because he was just a brilliant mastermind of, you know, making things affordable and, you know, making it an event. Last night, my wife and I were talking about the calendar you guys would come out with every year.
Mm-hmm.
That
I
big
was
poster
in that one
calendar.
One year.
And yeah, that was the best thing, because you would plan out your whole summer. Okay, we're going to go to bat night, and then we're going to go to hat night. We're going to go to, you know, the free bag night. We're going to go to the 4th of July firework night. So
that's great stuff.
Yeah, the marketing was just incredible. And, you know, he's an El Paso legend. Jim, you're just incredible in the things you're doing now. But one thing I do remember is when I was in graduate school at UTEP, Dr. James Mason always talked about you, and we had a chance. He took us on a field trip when I was taking sports administration. And, you know, he was a pioneer in sports administration. And so he idolized you and the things that you did here for El Paso.
Well, you know, Ben.
Any comments, Jim, about Dr. Mason?
Absolutely. He was the he ran into the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers at the time at a convention of some kind. And Walter O'Malley asked him, "Hey, Doc, how come there's no degree in sports administration? Nobody gives a degree in sports information. I mean, sports in sports administration. You should do that, because look at, let's just count on our fingers. You got all the major league sports. You got all the minor league sports. You got all the college athletics. You got horse racing. You got car NASCAR." And nobody gives a degree on how to run a sports operation. Ah. And that's when Dr. Mason, he was at the University of Ohio, they founded the first school of sports administration. Uh-huh. And everybody applied to go. And it was a select group. In fact, it was so successful that Ohio State goes, "We better get ours. How can Ohio have it? We don't." But he eventually settled in El Paso as the dean of physical education or something. And he and I got together, and we wrote the first textbook for sports administration published. And it was published by Prentice Hall, which is the number one printer of publisher of books.
Are you still getting royalties? I hope you're still getting royalties.
Not anymore, because after about 3 years, then all the computer automation came in. You know, we used to have our own tickets printed and sent to us, and then we hand them out. Now you just print on, but up to that point, it was great. And Dr. Mason and I would sit there and just record everything, and my assistant would retype it all. And then Dr. Mason's wife was she was a English teacher there at UTEP. And she would clean it all up, you know.
It'd make it sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Ben hit on one thing that was always critical to me, and I realize it now in my old age, is that we were creating memories for people.
Oh, yeah.
Ben talked about his father taking him to games.
And his daughter.
He talked about, then he took his daughter to games.
Yeah.
And I believe if his daughter is here in El Paso, she will take her kids. And it's a night where you can go sit there with the kids and talk, visit, talk about stuff you wouldn't talk about at the dinner table. If the modern family even sits down together for a dinner. And have a popcorn and laugh, and if you asked me what was the greatest reward,
that was it. Getting a family together at the game. Amazing.
Creating a memory.
Jim Paul is here. We got to take a break here, but we do have it's trivia time, Melissa. Are you awake and ready?
Yes, we
do. You are ready. We got Johnny on line three. We'll ask him to hold because we got to do the trivia. Ask the trivia question.
Let me take
Johnny in the meantime. Johnny, go ahead. What's on your mind real quick?
I'll make it real quick. You have the right person on the phone to answer the question. Why tear down Cohen Stadium?
That's the next question. It is. All right.
And how does he feel about it? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll get to that after the break because we need to do the
good
trivia.
Good question.
Yeah, trivia. Ready, Eagle.
Okay, the trivia question we have is, in 1991, what national magazine featured the Diablos on its cover about minor baseball leagues? The second question is, who was the Diablos mascot?
These are the questions for 20 bucks in Pepe's.
$20.
And they got to call us?
They got to call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Rick is really good at snoring. Very good. As soon as he hits the pillow, it's like... That's what it sounds like.
Rick and Robin got Z-Quiet for snoring. Listen to their story.
One of the first nights that Rick's used the Z-Quiet, my son said the next day, "Dad, I didn't even hear you in my room."
And with the Z-Quiet, I'm not being kicked and nudged and bumped and, you know, told to be quiet and roll over.
Before the Z-Quiet, not getting a restful night's sleep was pretty common for both of us. Waking up the next day, you're groggy, you're tired, you're grumpy. And with Z-Quiet, it's the total opposite.
It's been great. Getting a restful night's sleep is great.
Z-Quiet works for both men and women. Go to GetZQuiet.com and enter promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SAVE.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone, plus an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. When you text the word SPUNK to 606060. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text SPUNK to 606060. Text SPUNK to 606060.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over. It's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Everybody in the world just called us, I think. We've only got three phone lines. So Mary Alice Shashi, thank you very much. Got them all lined up in there. Sergio Valenzuela, the man on the buttons, thank you for doing what you're doing. Are we clear in there? Are we doing good? You seem to be happy in there. Okay, now I got to tell you what's going on next week. We're going to do a repeat show next week. It's a popular program we did on May 18th. That's with former Mayor Mary Francis. So, Mayor, if you're listening, don't come to the station. Just sit at home and listen.
Listen to yourself.
It's a recording. So, but that's the July 22nd. Next, after that, June 29th, our guest is Chris Orwall, Division Director of the New Mexico Museum of Space History. Many happenings at that museum in Alamogordo, plus the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing is coming up in July. We'll talk all about that. July 6th, guess who's here?
Ooh.
Captain BS himself.
Oh.
Bernie Sargent. That's what we call him.
It's a good Mr. way to keep track of my husband.
Western Cowboy stuff he's going to talk about there. Day of the Cowboy coming, and all the events got scheduled for El Paso. So what do you got?
I've got coming up at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, the 21st Biennial Ornada Mogollon Archaeology Conference is coming up October 11th and 12th. But this is a call for papers for that conference, and the abstracts are due by August 31st, and you can send them to the attention of George Maloof at our Museum of Archaeology at 4301 Woodrow Bean at Trans Mountain Road, or Drive, excuse me. And so you can give them a call out there at the museum also and find out if you have more details of what's involved in that. But, you know, if you want to submit a paper, get it out to them by the 31st.
The big archaeology people get off on that.
Oh, that's great. And they can always use more papers.
Well, we're unusual in that we actually have a Museum of Archaeology.
Yeah.
So is any chance we get to push that, I'm going to push that because nobody else has one. You know why? We have the history.
We have the history.
Ah, what
we
a surprise.
We have the dinosaurs. We have it all.
Are you ready for trivia?
Yes.
All kinds of people on the phone
trivia.
Over here. In the order that they call, we got Ben. Ben's on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Yeah, I'd like to try to answer maybe question number two, the
okay.
mascot.
Repeat the question.
Who was the Diablo's mascot?
Casey the Chicken.
You got it.
Third base judge says.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's it. And we've got to go to the third base judge to be sure.
He wasn't sure earlier.
It's an umpire. He's an umpire. So
yeah.
All right, Ben, you got that figured out. You got a ticket to Pepe's here. You're
yes,
going to get yourself
does.
A certificate.
You bet. All right. I love Pepe's. That's the best chili rellenos in town.
And today's the day. That's the special.
That's
and you,
the special.
And even though it says three on the menu when you buy them, today's two. Because they run
all
out,
right.
they
that
run
sounds
out
good.
Fast.
That's all I can eat is two.
Well, that's good.
I
enough.
Usually take the third one home.
All right, Ben, hold on there. Mary Alice will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you
Thanks
for playing
listening,
there.
Ben.
In order, going to Rick. Rick is on the radio. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Fine.
This is the Rick.
The Rick?
Yeah, what's your last name?
Hassler.
Oh, no. I thought it was Rick Kern. I'm sorry.
No, this
Rick,
is a different Rick.
I've run into you recently, I think. How are you?
Yeah, you and I bumped into each other the other day.
That's
and,
true.
I wanted to say hi to Jim Paul because I interviewed him for El Paso Inc. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me a bunch of good stories about his days with the Diablos. I just wanted to say hi. And I wanted to take a shot at the other trivia question.
Okay.
$20 of Pepe's in the balance.
All right. What was the National Magazine in 1991 that featured the Diablos on its cover about the minor baseball leagues?
National Geographic.
You got it.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's another winner right there, Rick.
Okay.
And you know how this game works here? We got Mary Alice to tell you how to pick up the prize.
Yeah, I come into your office and talk to the lady up front.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, well, stay on the line so Mary Alice can get your information, okay?
Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, I just wanted to say hi to Jim and hope he's staying out of trouble and all that type of thing. How
mm-hmm.
you doing?
Great.
He seems to be. He's functional.
Well, and I want to say something about that National Geographic.
Please, indeed.
That's the only sports story ever in the history of the magazine to be on the front cover.
I'll be darned. That's cool. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot. Hold on. She'll tell you how to pick this up, all right?
Sounds Sounds good. Take care, y'all.
Thanks a lot. And caller number three went away because we're out of tickets anyway, so that's
okay.
We'd have to make up one. I can't make up another certificate. I just don't have one over here. Not so, all right, back to the reality of our sports world in just a moment. But I think we can take a break in there, Sergio. Sergio wants to take a break here. Call us up if you Wow, look at all those phone lines. How'd you do that, Mary Alice? They're all lit up at once. Oh, she didn't do it. Good luck with that. All right. Do Facebook.
We can do Facebook,
El Paso History Radio Show.
Yeah, we got a lot of people on there.
I'm ready to talk.
All right, take it up. We'll see you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. Where's Crawford?
At the Crawford Buick GMC, the best place to buy a used vehicle.
There's no hassle. There's no haggling. Just getting great deals. If you're looking for 4x4 trucks, we've got them. That special SUV, we've got a complete collection. Luxury, sport, and economy cars, we've got them all.
45 years anniversary celebration, going on now.
Yes, terrific cars at terrific prices.
Crawford Used Cars is located on Airway in Montana, just 2 blocks from the airport and across from the Marriott.
Montana Airway, let's go.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
Why, the city of El Paso is pumping the brakes on red light cameras.
Also in the Inc., it has an arcade, jungle gym, ice cream, and dentists inside the huge kids clinic coming to the west side.
El Paso kids set up lemonade stands after the new bill legalizes them in Texas.
El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home and business delivery.
To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, the private border wall in Sunland Park, New Mexico, is again in the news. Host Saul Sines talks with wall people and the ACLU.
Joan, Joy, Excuse me. Join host Owl Science Sunday nights, 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
I didn't see the humor in that, but that's okay.
I'm just
having a hard time with
you. I'm having a hard time
your
talking.
Your trachea or whatever.
I'm pushing it out here.
They broke on you you did that? All right, we're going to take a brief call. I think it's brief. Brief. Max, tell us the story quickly.
Hey, Max.
Good morning, Jackson and Melissa.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we're fine.
I just want to announce that Monday in the County Commissioner's Court is a historic vote on whether to nominate downtown El Paso and the Barrios to be a gigantic National Historic District.
9:30 Monday, that's the County Commissioner's Court, right?
Yes. All the public should come. They can sign up to speak at 9:15 if they want to, but it starts at 9:30, and if the vote is positive, we will have the largest National Historic District in Texas with 968 buildings that will be tax credit eligible for restoration.
And there's no regulations imposed on these buildings, are there?
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
It simply frees
that's
up the, federal and state tax credits that can pay for up to 45% of renovating buildings in downtown Segundo Barrio, Duranguito, and Chihuahuita.
Chihuahuita, yeah.
All right, then Monday, this Monday, the vote at County Commissioner's Court.
That is correct.
All right.
And one more quick thing. June 22nd, the Trost Society will be hosting a prohibition tour, 1920s themed tour of downtown El Paso.
Right.
Just go to the Trost Society website.
Very good,
thank
Max.
You.
Thank you very much. We did
Max.
Announce both of those, but thank you very much. We do appreciate it. All right, back to baseball.
Baseball.
My God. Which one of these do you want to pick up, Jim Paul? Because we got the Cohen Stadium. There's not much to be said. It's just sad to me.
Yeah.
What do you say? You sad?
Well, time moves on. You have probably the most beautiful stadium in minor league baseball.
It was?
Any city.
Oh, downtown, you mean the new
downtown.
One? The new one, yeah.
At the time we bet Cohen, it was the spot. So time moves on, and you need to do something to keep, I'm all for Northeast El Paso. That was our home for so long.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully the city knows what it's doing and doesn't get scammed out of something. And I just really want to see that property and that land utilized for the benefit of our community and Northeast El Paso.
Water park is coming, supposedly.
It was supposedly. I don't like that word, supposedly.
Yeah.
Okay. It was one of the prettiest stadiums, I have to admit, to sit there and watch the game and have the mountains behind you and mm-hmm. the fireworks. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were some of the fun things we didn't get to yet?
I'll tell you about the first fireworks show we ever did.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were thinking, you know, we haven't done any fireworks at Dudley Field. And the reason was is because you had homes out past right field. And
the zoo.
And the zoo's over on farther
yeah.
to the right.
Animals.
So we thought, well, we'll just do it. Didn't ask. Just like our banana split, we didn't ask.
You didn't have a permit for fireworks?
No, you didn't, I don't think you had to have one.
Well, now you do, but then you didn't. Okay.
Just forgiveness.
So we did it, okay?
So you lit them off.
So here's the deal. My son Taylor was about 2 years old, and we sat down on the grass, and the start of the show was the first one's called a salute. Salute goes up really high. It has no purpose other than to make the loudest noise possible, like a bomb, just bomb. It's
Ooh.
Just a flash, and that's it. So what happened was every car in the parking lot back then were more sensitive than they are now.
Oh, yeah.
And they
were, the car alarm.
Oh.
Every alarm.
And we had music going, and all you could hear was a Scared the hell out of Taylor, and that was the last time we ever did a bomb. But it was a beautiful display, and we got away with it. And the next morning I get to work, and about 10 o'clock I get a call from the director of the zoo. Jim, you had the fireworks last night, right? And I go, yes, sir. He said, I just want you to know that two of my exotic birds died of heart attacks.
Oh, dear.
We killed two of their birds with that bomb. You know, they're sleeping. And
he didn't even hit them with it. Oh, goodness.
No, that maybe that's funny. I don't know.
It's not
know.
Nice to laugh, but
but the history you've gone through.
Bird fall off the perch.
Another thing about Old Dudley Field is that the scouts would come in and evaluate both teams. All major league scouts would come. And they would always complain about, well, the fences are too short. It's 320 down the line. It's a straight shot to center field. We didn't have any curve or anything like that. And it's hard to judge the hitters. Are they really that strong, hit that many home runs? Are the pitchers really that bad? They give up. So about 2 years of that, then I got the UTEP coach and our sign painter, Jerry Escalante, and we measured from home plate down the line. It was like 310. Jerry Escalante doesn't know anything about baseball, so I told Jerry, put a big numbers right there. Put 340.
Oh, God.
And then we go to the power alley, and the power alley was 340, and I said, put 380.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
And center field was about three. I can't remember. It was. Center field was three. I said, put 410.
Oh, my.
So we did that.
How'd we do?
I don't know, because we just, it took all the bitching and crying out of it. And I remember Oral Hershiser, who's in the Hall of Fame pitching for the Dodgers. He was in San Antonio, and he got shelled. And the payphone was outside my office. He was calling his father back in Utah saying, I'm coming home. I can't, because we killed him. He never got through the third inning. And he's going, I can't believe they hit 340 down, and somebody hit one over the center field fence at 410. I can't. Well, he really wasn't. It was a lot shorter than
that. Yeah, apparently.
Oh, that was.
Why tell him now? I mean.
Well, the city provided home plate.
Uh-huh.
And the 3 years before we moved to Cohen Stadium, they put in another home plate for us. Then we had the team sign it. Everybody that played in that last game signed home plate. We took it back to Cohen Stadium, put it up. And somebody says, where'd you get that plate? I said, that's our home plate for the last 3 years. They go, well, the city sent somebody down to the sporting goods store to pick it up.
Oh.
Softball plate.
Oh.
We played 3 years with a softball plate at home plate.
The city installed a softball plate.
The guys that they sent didn't know. Parks and Recreation.
Now, how big a deal was that? I mean, anybody, can you forfeit a game because you had the wrong thing on the field?
If you didn't tell anybody, nobody knew.
That's true, yeah. Well, there's all kinds of awards that have come in recognition, shall we say. AA Executive of the Year in 74, 75, 77, and you were the first person ever to win that three times. Small Business Person of the Year in 84.
Yeah, but that's for the whole state of Texas.
Small Business Person, not just baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. A lot of publications, Sports Illustrated, Geographic, we talked about, The Post, The Times, Baseball America, The Today Show. What did you do with the CBS Evening News and Dan Rather?
They came in, and it's funny, the guy that did the reporting was the guy that was in Vietnam with me.
Oh.
Frank Currier, he's since retired, but he was their leading. They were doing something about, well, where do you find the heart of America now? And they go, well, let's go to minor league baseball. So they came into here. They had heard, I mean, by then people knew that it was a wild and crazy place. And they came down here and did that feature story. So that was pretty cool.
What's the most fun you ever had doing this?
Besides hitting Strelzin in the back of the head.
That's pretty good.
A lot of us would have liked to have done that a couple of times.
And then some of the stuff he did was just outrageous, and it made me laugh. I'd fall down laughing. You know, and that just encouraging him when you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The funniest thing.
I think
Strelzin hitting that button when the umpire bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I don't think you're going to top that one real easy.
No.
You have a thought?
What about the players? I mean,
all of them had nicknames.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the players had to have some different insane stories with them.
Oh, they loved it. The visiting team loved playing here. They played six other cities, not and counting their own. But when they came here, they had a blast. They loved it. They loved the dancing girls. They loved all the Bye Bye Baby, all the stuff that we did. They loved playing here. They played harder here than any place else, and because they were the biggest crowds they were ever going to play in
front
of.
That's a lot of people. Did anybody ever duplicate your Bye Bye Baby at another stadium?
I don't know. But I know we used to give every player a nickname. No matter what, you were going to have a nickname. So we had a guy named Newsom come in, and we go, hey, what's your nickname? This is before the season begins. He goes, I don't have a nickname. So what would you like to be? He goes, I don't want a nickname. He said, well, you're going to have one tomorrow, so you better. No, I don't want one. Well,
getting one.
Okay. So we get with Strelzin and we say, well, all right, what are we going to call him? Because he's built like a brick. We'll call him the Baby Bull. Okay.
The Baby Bull.
So when he would come to plate, bat, Strelzin would announce, now batting, Clint the Baby Bull Newsom. Mm-hmm. And then about a week later, Stroh started going, moo.
Oh, oh,
a couple of farmers down in Wright's Field going, moo. Now, everybody moves whenever this guy comes to the plate. His family showed up. His mom and dad come about in June. And he forgot to tell him about that. It wasn't a big deal. So when he comes to the plate, there goes my son, watch this. You know, Clint, the Baby Bull Newsom, moo. And everybody moves. The whole stand, they move for him. They move for him every time he comes. His mom and dad go, where the hell did you get the name Baby Bull? And go, that big mouth, we just named him that. And they thought, after a while, it's kind of funny. And then we had a kid that was an All-American for Texas A&M. And if he came to bat in the ninth inning, we'd play that M. Aggie fight song.
Oh, my gosh.
And the people loved it. I guarantee you two-thirds of them didn't even know where that song came from, but that Aggie fight song.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he came to bat, we'd play the Aggie fight song. He loved it.
Oh, too much.
Oh, it was great.
Well, you put this all together in what you call the El Paso Promotional Seminar.
Is
that still going on?
Yes. I sold it to Minor League Baseball when I went up to New Mexico State after I sold the baseball team. And they bought, so they kept it going. I emceed it for maybe 3 more years. So then they move it around the country, and it's gotten bigger and bigger because you go there and exchange new ideas and everything like what we were doing then.
What's the latest that they've done now?
They're going to come to El Paso. This is the 40th
anniversary. You said the 40th, yeah.
They're coming to the Civic Center on September 23rd. They're going to be here 4 days. And with the exhibitors and so forth, they're thinking 500 to 600 people will be here.
Oh, that's great.
So I get to, they give me 45 minutes. We couldn't get it all done in 2 hours.
Oh, no.
I don't know what but
you'll have fun.
It will be.
Well, what basically is the innovation now that's come up since you were in charge of it? Is there something unusual?
In baseball?
Yeah. Have they come up with something that or they can't top you now? Is that the point?
No, but they can't top minor league baseball.
Yeah, cool.
But you remember all that chanting and cheering that we did was highly criticized 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Highly criticized. Now you can't go to an NBA game, a hockey game, football. Announcer on the PA is now chanting and cheering
part
and
of the
leading
game.
The crowd.
Well, look at golf. Golf used to be so quiet and so sophisticated. Now you go, I was amazed at how noisy they are even at golf games now.
We stirred up somebody on the phone. You ready?
Good.
Jerry, are you ready? Talk to us.
Absolutely. Jim, good to talk to you. I'm one of your old classmates from St. Patrick's.
Yep.
And then you went to El Paso High. But your dad was my scoutmaster when I was a Cub Scout. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of good memories. Your dad named Ed Paul, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And like I said, wanted to thank you for all the contributions you made to minor league baseball and had a lot of great times, a lot of great memories at not only Dudley Field, but at Cone Stadium. And my daughter was a Diablo Diamond girl, too.
Oh, how great.
A cheerleader?
I think it's Jerry Esparza, right?
Jerry? Yeah, Jerry Esparza. Yeah, my daughter's name was Arlette.
Oh, great. Great. Well, yeah. Jerry, so thank you for the compliment.
I had a lot of good memories, and I just wanted to tell you, you know, it was a little sad when the Diablos went away, and of course it was sad when Paul Strelzin died. I think he was way ahead of his time, and he was one of the most colorful announcers there were in baseball.
Ever.
So, like I said, a lot of good memories there, I tell you.
Thank you. That's what we were trying to do, create memories.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Jim. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Jerry.
I have to make a little announcement here. I see a picture of two little grandkids. Kirsten Paul is posted up. They're watching Grandpa on the tablet.
Oh, yeah.
Talking on the radio.
They're listening to you looking at the computer.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Well, that's
technology.
That's my grandson who's playing in a consolation game today. He's a pitcher, first base, third base. My son Taylor, his dad, played at Franklin and then at Southwestern University in Georgetown and was a first team college All-American in Division III.
Excellent.
Don't
stuff.
Bang the table.
And my other son played it.
We can't hear you when you bang the table.
Oh, well, he can't hear it because it's him. Wow, interesting stuff. So
that's a cute
the grandkids are listening and watching the radio, however you do that. So we need to take a break here one more time. And again, I want to thank Circa in there. Circa, it's a wonderful thing. And I want to thank you in advance for next weekend, by the way,
yes,
Circa.
Yes, thank you, Sergio.
See, we're going to all disappear, and he'll have to still be here making us happen.
I know.
So we want to thank him in advance. And also to Mary Alice Shashi.
Thank you, Mary Alice, for stepping in.
All right, we shall be back in just a moment.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Looking to buy a car? Online shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it too. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news! The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/play. That's forhims.com/play for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/play.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we on the air?
Here we go.
Testing, I think one, two, three, four.
But Jim, what you did want to say hi to the grandkids?
Because well, the two there on the screen are Evan and Logan, my grandson and granddaughter from Taylor Paul, and then my son Robbie lives in Castle Rock. He used to live in down, but which will be a suburb pretty soon of Denver. But Robbie played at Coronado and at New Mexico State for a while, and then graduated from the University of Arizona. And his son, Braden, plays baseball, and his daughter, Kendall, my granddaughter, a great gymnast, made All-State in gymnastics, and they're young.
I think your daughter-in-law just posted this on our Facebook page from Denver.
Hi,
Denver. Good to hear, you guys listening out there.
That's great.
The legacy that you have created, I'm glad to hear that it's still going on in that seminar that the baseball people still put on.
This is going
to
be fun.
Well, you made up something that you didn't really plan to make up, I'm thinking. You just sort of did it.
Just exchange some ideas and think out of the box. I tell my staff at hospice, come on, we got to think out of the box. Because it was done that way before or because the other hospices do it that way, let's do it our way that makes it right for us and our patients.
That's great.
Well, you did some of the fundraising ideas. You kind of took that attitude over to hospice.
Oh, yeah.
Initially, I was on one of your calendars you had over at hospice, and you brought Goldie Hawn in for the celebrity luncheons and dinners and such. So, it helps. It helps raise money.
Yeah. Our hospice dinner, always the first Friday after Labor Day, we get about 500 to 600 people coming. The whole thing is to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What would you tell the people in El Paso about their history and what they should know, how they should think about it?
About El Paso?
Yeah, El Paso and its history, because, you've seen a lot of it. You've made some of it. You may not know all of it because you went to public schools here because they don't teach it.
No.
I'm just curious.
Well, that's a shame.
It is.
But it was, I love El Paso, born and raised here. What I've grown to really, really appreciate is how unique we are and how our culture here is shaped, and it's so much different but so much more rewarding than any place else. You can have, there's history, all over the United States, but not a mixing of cultures type history. That's what I love, and I love Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm going to Pepe's to pick up my wife, and we're going to go to Pepe's.
And so you'll be out there today, Melissa. You're
going to
make it.
Yes, I'm going to make
This is one day I can't make it out there, but I'll be say hello to Pepe for us if you would.
I will do that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a great place.
I may be doing sign language by the time I get there.
Well, you'll survive.
Yes.
And Mary Alice, you're going to make it out there even better.
She can talk for me, and Bernie can talk for me.
You know what? If you all have me back, I will put together all the fun, different, unique things that we did, and we'll forget about how we did here. Now the basics are done, so I'll give you each and every one of the most funniest things we ever did.
Didn't
start out funny.
Like the players, they got paid a dollar when they'd make a run or something.
One of
the pictures they had, I was like, why are these guys counting money in the dugout?
Mm-hmm.
Are they gambling in the dugout?
I remember doing that. I went up and stuck a dollar in the chicken wire fence.
Exactly. We didn't even have
it wasn't a real fence. It was chicken wire.
It was chicken wire.
Yeah.
See, we're going to laugh about things like
that.
Oh,
my God.
And little kids putting a dollar in, and they're shaking the hand of the guy that just hit a home run, and the crowd's going crazy, and he's sweating. And then what a thrill for a kid. They'll remember that the rest of their life.
Oh, I was playing baseball at the time thinking, hey, look, I'm touching the big guys here.
There you go.
It was really cool.
Well, have you ever thought about doing a reunion?
Well, yes. We're thinking about bringing back my sister and Rick Parr and people like that. And just have a banquet where we talk about the funniest things that ever happened, the uniqueness and the difference, and how it started out this way and it ended up this way. But there are some funny stories that, you can't go 24 years without.
Oh, yeah.
And the way we did, we do something and then we ask later.
What about a book? You think maybe write a book? You don't seem like a book guy.
Yeah.
You're a story guy. Okay.
We've had a couple of people talk about that.
Jim Paul, thank you for being here. We're done for the day.
Like and again, a movie.
Thank you in the control room there, Sekio. Mary Alice, appreciate what y'all done. And we'll see you in two weeks live. We'll be back here with Sergio's help next week with the repeat of the Larry Francis interview. And if you want details on the radio program, you can go to ephistory.com. Jim Paul, thanks again for being here. This has been
my pleasure.
Pepe's everybody. See Jim out there today. and thank you for joining us here this morning. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries.
As tensions continue to rise between Washington and Iran, the president of Iran's